I know you're hearing music right now. Don't get excited. They're not playing a song. They're just teasing you with actual art and entertainment. The suck will start in seconds. Now back to Rad Radio.
We got this email, rad@radradio.com, from Chris.
Hi, Chris.
Had a couple birthday shout-outs this morning. Most recent one was a guy from his wife. He's turning 31 today, which prompted Chris to write in and say, "It's cute to hear these birthday shout-outs about all these young whippersnappers trying to get in on my birthday. Today, I'm turning 50.
Oh, fabulous and 50.
I'm sorry.
I'm an old-school listener. Being a husband, father, veteran, biker, and all-around great guy is tiring. So get off my lawn, get out of my way, and AARP, stop sending me info. Oh,
happy birthday, now eat your f***ing cake. Happy birthday, or we'll punch you in the face.
That is the perfect lead-in to the segment I had planned anyways, where I'm going to generationally divide us and then try to bring us back together if I have time. I've already eliminated one part of it. Because the first part, now part of this depends on how bitchy of mood dawns in. Because you can never tell. You never know going in. So,
oh, sure. Only the female can be in a bitchy mood.
Right.
I'm a little grouchy, too. Don't worry.
Yeah, I mean, but you're grouchy, not bitchy.
Exactly.
Brandon can be bitchy.
Oh, yeah.
But he's not showing bitchy today. And you, I can't tell. I can't tell if you got your cards hidden up your sleeve or what's going to come out here.
I'm actually wearing my thong the right way today. So
good.
Do you know, see, the problem is it's really topic-based.
Well,
that's why you can't know, because you could have all morning I presented a happy demeanor, and then you just hit a topic where I'm like,
here's the setup. The right setup is we've talked about this. This is something, look, when we're younger, quote, quote, under 30, under 20, we have our own language, we have our own words, we have our own expressions, and we're cool. And everybody else isn't. Mm-hmm. Whereas the older people think you're an idiot. You're making up words. You're full of gibberish. Dawn and I did it in our generation.
Yeah. Gnarly, dude.
Oh gosh.
Okay. I mean, and then you progress, kind of thing. So we start with the premise. None of this is new. This is just how we're community. So first things first. And I love and look. Everybody hates Gen Xers like Dawn and I and older. We're boomers. We're everybody in the younger generation, right? Millennials are fighting with Gen Zers. They're trying to figure out which is the best younger generation.
Millennials.
Gen Xers hate their own kids that they raised. It's very odd. Mm-hmm. So they went out and they polled. They talked to Gen Zers. So you're talking 25 and under. So that we could truly find out what is cool. Because these are the trendsetters.
Absolutely.
And when you're 22, that's what we think. And in a lot of ways, you're right. And in a lot of ways, you're wrong. And we just don't know that at the time. So they asked for the acronyms. An acronym, of course, is
An abbreviation of the of multiple words.
Yeah. It's just letters instead of a full word.
So like USA is an acronym of United States of America.
There you go. Yeah. So yes, it's not an abbreviation. It's each letter stands for something.
TTL.
So, USA. What?
TTL. No.
Talk to you later.
Yeah, that's an acronym. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. Okay. So they asked for the acronyms that are cringe.
Okay.
So now you can use this also as a weapon if you're older. So like if you're over 40 and you use any of these to somebody who's 25 or under, they're going to right away go, "Oh my God, you're so embarrassing."
Oh, I do this to the 9-year-old, my stepdaughter at home, who's 9, all the time. Mm-hmm. I try to find the most cringiest of cringe things just to make her up, like, just to get a rise out of her. Yeah. It's my job.
Yes, right, exactly. Yes. There are two things I find amusing. One is you purposely say those words because it does make them cringe, mm-hmm. right? And secondly, to come off old, because I love being old, which they hate.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Because they think anyone that's old must hate it, but it's like, no, no, no. Well, this is where it's at. Never want to be your age again.
The only thing they hate more than you loving being old is that you're talking to them rather than texting them or communicating via digital advice.
So,
I did do the cool thing after school yesterday. I did text my stepdaughter, Bella. She's 9 years old. And I said, "Did you have a great day at school? I heard it was PJ day." So you get to wear PJs at school.
Okay.
She said, "I did." And I said, "Well, that's great. So do you have the new Taylor Swift album yet?" And she says, "I don't." And I said, "Oh, well, that stinks. Do you like it?" And she said, "Yes." And then she sent one of those GIFs. Of a Taylor Swift,
I said. Lack of response.
Oh, yeah, there's that.
Right, that
yeah, and no, and
always,
get this, no. Oh, how was your day?
No.
That's never gonna happen, and I expect that.
Right.
But a little hurt inside. Mm-hmm. No big deal. But she did send a GIF of Taylor Swift, and I said, "Oh, that's cool, Britney Spears." She's like,
"Good.
No, it's not Britney Spears."
Okay. All right. Good.
It just went on and on and on.
So the number one overwhelming acronym that is cringe. In other words, if you text this to somebody who's in their mid 20s or younger, they will immediately assume you're a boomer, even if you're not. So you're mentally a boomer. Number one, it's not even close, is LOL. That is over.
Yeah, what? Yeah.
No more LOL. And by the way, throughout this, we have replacements.
Oh, I LOL all the time.
Okay, well, then,
I don't care who I'm texting. LOL. I do like the laughy faces, too.
It's the OG of the abbreviations. And when text messaging came out, that was the first one I learned.
Right.
LOL.
And OG stands for original gangster, and that means you're old.
Yeah.
And if you're using OG things, please get off my asphalt. I don't know what kids say. So any version of LOL, like ROFL, which means
rolling
on the floor laughing.
No, that's cringe to Gen Z.
Oh, yeah, don't do that one. That one's dumb.
The replacement is you just send the skull emoji.
Dead.
No.
Because you died laughing.
I'm dead.
So that's all you send. No laughy emoji, just send the skull.
Yep.
Okay.
Do you happen to know do they mention the double up on the emojis? How you can now send a toilet and then send the poo emoji on top, like in the toilet, and then you can then add an explosion. They're all like within each other. How you can just literally say everything you want with a bunch of emojis on top of, not that you sent a bunch.
Right.
In
a row.
Sense.
Yeah.
Not in a row. It's that here's the toilet. And then you're able to place the poo emoji in the toilet. I just learned this yesterday.
So we're just photoshopping in texts now?
Sure, yeah, why not? Whatever takes the less effort.
Wow.
It's emoji upon emoji.
Interesting.
So LOL, ROFL, no. You use the skull instead. A similar one, LMFAO, laughing my blanking ass off, right? No, that's cringe. Instead, same number, and that's long, too. That's five letters. But they kept five letters, the cool kids did. Instead of LMFAO, you write IJBOL.
I just burst out laughing.
I just burst out laughing. IJBOL. I just burst out laughing.
Do you know what? I kind of like that. I want to use that because that's how I feel when someone makes me laugh. It's like, no, I burst out, and I want to actually text to them. LOL doesn't do it justice. Like, I just audibly burst out. I like
Again,
that one.
Being a boomer, because you never really know with the emojis or LOL, when something truly makes me laugh out loud, I have the audacity to actually type to my friend, dude, that made me stop. I'm in words. I'm using words.
Yeah.
That made me stop everything and literally laugh. I'm laughing. Thank you so much. It's long, way too long. Boomer, long-winded.
Nah, yeah.
I just say about the actual laughter itself, I'll put like a ba-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha instead. Just abbreviate that. I'm laughing really loud out loud.
Very boomerillennium.
And I get that, and I appreciate that. But like for me, I feel like, no, this was guttural.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like oh my God, you really truly made me giggle. Because I feel like sometimes the LOL is just, it gets used a lot where you're not even having a guttural laugh.
No.
It's an afterthought.
It implies that you just looked at the text and went, LOL, and just put it down.
Or I use it to make sure someone knows, you know, because text, right? You don't know tone. That you know this is not anything serious.
Right. Again, that's why I just literally type out sentences.
Same.
What a weirdo. If somebody wrote me Ijbol, IJBOL, I would have to Google what is IJBOL, but now I know. I just burst out laughing.
Yeah.
Cool. All right, YOLO, that's over. YOLO stands for
You only live once.
All right, nope, you're a boomer. You're such a boomer. They've added a letter to replace YOLO. Now you would write DIFTP.
TP?
What?
Never gonna get it.
DI who?
DIFTP means do it
for the
people. Party.
For the team.
Purpose.
I don't know.
Do it for the plot. See, because
plot.
You're the main character in your life, so do what it takes to move your story along.
God.
That replaces you only live once. Instead, do it for the plot. You're the star. The star of your life.
This whole main character thing has been building up over the last, year or so. It's like, she's the main character of her own movie.
Oh, my God.
The main character. Don't be a supporting cast.
They all want to be the lead. Not everyone gets to be the lead.
Well, if everyone's a leader, then no one is.
Right?
Again, please just stay with us. I'm going to bring us all together.
Okay.
Just hang in there. All right. So that one's out. DIFTP instead of YOLO.
Stupid.
Okay, so I've never really used KK because to me it's too close to one more K. But KK, it means okay, like you're on board. Because you can't just use one K. That's what's now old school.
Mm-hmm. K is okay, so KK.
K and KK are out. Don't use that. That's neither
like,
one.
That's like I'm on board, but I'm really on board because I KK'd
you. Right, but instead, you don't use either one because you're a boomer.
Okay. I'm from Victorian times because I still type out OKAY.
Yeah, the literal, those are the four letters.
Yes.
Okay, yes.
OKAY.
Right, and understood. Yeah. Me too.
Period.
Right. Or yeah. I can go longer, all right. Or I'm in, or agreed.
See, I want to do okie dokie.
Okay, fine.
Because to me, K is so aggressive. It's just
yes,
K.
Yes.
It's like, K.
So, right. So instead, no Ks and no KKs. Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. It is kind of fun to put like a K when like somebody's like really interested and you're not interested. You just go K.
Right.
And
yes.
Just let it linger
right.
There.
That's exactly what it is.
So that's gone. That's gone.
Oh, implied dismissiveness is
yes.
Great.
Yes. Instead, when you're trying to tell some legitimately, not passive aggressively, you're legit or mockingly, you're legitimately on board. You now write bet, BET.
Yeah.
Like you bet, right? You're on board. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Don't shorten the word great anymore if you want to be cool with GR and the number 8. Stop that. You're a boomer.
That was a thing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, I never did that.
It was a thing 40 years ago on license plates, personalized license plates.
Yeah.
Yes.
So.
They changed the Great Lakes sign to see GR8L8KES.
And this is not.
That doesn't work.
This is not new at all. Instead of GR and the number 8, you just say, for something that's great, you just say that slaps.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. I like that.
Yeah.
Whatever. Oh God, that's awful.
I picked that one up.
See,
I like it.
That's one of those that I won't say for any reason. It's that to me as a boomer is cringe.
Like, yeah.
Whatever. Oh, I don't care that the kids say it, like Brandon.
No, so, yeah. Whatever.
It's just not. It doesn't. I don't need to say it.
So you don't think that the new Beyonce album is fire?
Yeah.
Oh, see, I'm about to get to this. You just became a boomer.
Oh, man.
Fire is out.
Damn it.
Oh, no, because I love saying fire. Okay. I say it all the time without even like thinking about things.
Hey, that's fine.
Damn it.
Just understand. This is why this is educational. Just understand you're going to be viewed as a boomer by 25 and youngers and either care or don't.
See, the only acceptable form of using the term fire is when you're talking about marijuana products and that kind of like flower. If you're talking about like certain things like, oh, that's really good. No, that's fire.
But even in that context, the replacement still works.
But I don't like that because...
Well, I'm sorry. I'm just here to report.
They'll call you a boomer. They're getting high with a boomer.
Okay, right. Well, get off my lawn.
Works for the food.
My issue always, even when I was young, my issue with these words that we say when we're young, we decide they're the cool words, is not everyone can pull them off. And when people are walking around, whether you're young or not, when it's almost like they're just making sure they get them in so people hear them say them. There are some people that it just naturally floats off their tongue because they are cool. I've never been cool, right? So, like, I don't even know how many words I adopted. It would have to come. I remember it would naturally have to come off my mouth. Otherwise, you're under people that's like, are you just trying to list off every word in our conversation right now to prove you're young and hip? This is annoying.
So, to Brandon's point about Beyonce's new album being fire, well, you're a boomer if you think it's fire. We've actually brought back an old one. Not even an old one. This was like turn of the century stuff. We're back to lit. Lit is cool again.
Yeah.
Okay.
So right. Beyonce's new album is lit.
All right.
That marijuana you're smoking is lit, okay. Literally and figuratively.
That does work.
Not yep. Fire. All right. Stop calling things gross. You're a boomer. Things are not gross. You just say ick.
Oh. Okay. I like
it. This food is ick.
Okay.
That outfit is ick.
Okay.
See, anyone can pull off ick.
All right.
Right.
Yeah, that's not bad.
You got the ick.
By the way, anyone can pull off gross too.
It's true. But I'm talking like
if you've got the ick, then you're sick. See, we can't say you've got the ick. The ick is a virus.
Yeah.
Whereas if something is ick, it's gross, which that's where I have a problem. We're confusing people.
Well, someday down the road, ick might turn into something positive, just like the word sick did in the 90s.
Yes, that's right. Yeah. But remember, we just took away the K there.
Right.
Anyway, S-I-C.
Yeah.
This also means spelled in context.
Oh.
Nope, right over everybody's head. All right, two more.
Must be a business thing.
It's actually a journalism thing.
Oh, it must
okay.
be a journalism thing.
No. All right, two more, then I'll bring us together. Okay, stop. Stop telling people to give you the 411. Do you even know what 411 is, Kyle?
Give me the details.
Right, well, technically.
Info.
Right, information, because back in our day, in Dawn's day and my day, you would dial on your phone, 411, and you would get an operator who would give you, and was called information. Hello, information.
Oh, my God, that's right.
Okay. So that's where that expression came from.
Gurry. That was our Siri.
That's right.
Siri, whatever.
But because no one under 40 knows that that's the number for directory assistance, instead, yes, you say, you still say it is still cool to say, spill the tea, give me the tea.
Yeah.
That's still acceptable even to Gen Zers. One more. We don't call people cray. Like, if you're cray-cray, you're crazy? No. Mm-hmm. That's out.
Cray-cray. Oh,
good. That one's a little...
You're a boomer.
That was like, a little, like the trashier people, like the ones that were all like hood rats would say that.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Interesting profiling there.
I know.
I don't...
Like kids like myself that were like always in trouble.
Yes, like the rowdy ones, okay. Ditching school, always dressed. Never mind.
Hot Cheeto girls.
I'm just picturing this wealthy middle-aged woman who is perfectly normal who used to use that term all the time as Kyle profiles.
Yeah, well, I'm thinking back when I first heard it. I'm thinking about all the kids in junior high who said it.
Right.
Yeah.
That was quite a while ago.
It was. I know.
You're getting old, man. So nobody's cray or cray cray anymore, and now they're DeLulu.
Oh, I like DeLulu.
I like it too.
DeLulu. Anyone can say DeLulu.
All right, it's short for delusional.
Any age,
that's great.
You know what? That is not. That spans all ages. Mm-hmm. DeLulu.
For now.
If I heard an 80-year-old say DeLulu, it'd make me giggle.
Mm-hmm.
Right. If I heard him say I'm lit, I'd be like.
And in 10 years, when Gen A takes over, DeLulu will be ancient, and we will have something else to replace.
DeLala.
And so that brings us to the bringing together, because this is what happens here is we age and we grow up and we get into the real world or whatever. And so millennials and Gen Xers are now talking about things that seemed boring when they were younger but excite them now. And this is that thing when you're young, you think, oh, my God, why is the boomer doing this? And then you you become an adult. And these are the things that they are bragging about how much fun it is. And I used to think adults were so lame for this on the list in no particular order, checking items off the to-do list. It's like,
yeah. It feels so good.
It's like, oh my God, you're on the list and you're checking it off. And then pretty soon you have to make a to-do list.
You're so busy. Why are you so busy?
And millennials and Gen Xers are excited now about cleaning because you have that self-worth that, oh my God, I got something done. Mom's not here to do it for me.
Yeah.
Yard work, same thing.
Oh my God.
Getting up early on Saturdays to go to the farmer's market.
Yes! Oh, yeah.
Leave me alone.
I want to sleep in.
God, don't we have vegetables? Just have them delivered.
Be noon or later if you're waking me up.
Millennials and Gen Zers are noticing the benefits of high quality bedding and being able to sleep in them.
Oh, it's the best.
Yeah.
I never understood the thread count. No. It used to annoy the hell out of me to hear people talk about their thread count until I started experiencing the thread count.
Give me 300. I'm good.
It was so weird. It like happens overnight. I never even noticed the thread count because I'm just looking and say, oh, it's $10. I'm taking it, right? Mm-hmm. And then you're like, whoa, it goes up that high? What's this about? Mm-hmm. And now you notice. That's the first thing I'll look at.
Mm-hmm.
What's the thread count? And then the price. Ooh, okay, maybe not. Or, oh, yay, it's on sale.
Similar things on the list that excite Gen Z and millennials now. Organizing. Again, just like cleaning, right?
Yeah.
Why are you spending all day redoing the pantry? And then suddenly they have a pantry. And they like to organize it and label it.
And then guess what? That same pantry will get messed up again for you to
An hour
organize.
Later.
Yay! Yes.
It's a continuous cycle.
Here's a big one, right? With this is actually a punishment to kids, but now that they're adults, they love alone time and sitting in silence.
Yeah, that's when you're a kid,
doing nothing.
Yep, to be alone, or even younger, go to your room alone, huh? Mm-hmm. What?
Sit in the corner.
Another one you hated when you were a kid was spanking. Love it now.
Yes,
love it.
Yes, excellent. Receiving or giving.
Yes.
Okay. Also, Gen Zs and millennials, as they become adults, they love leftovers.
Oh,
remember how gross those were as a kid?
Oh my God, we had this yesterday. They're excited to find it in the fridge. They know what that feels like.
Yes.
So good.
Bird watching. There's an odd one. Gen Zers and millennials, they love it.
I'm getting into it. I love bird watching.
I love beautiful birds. Well, are they literally talking about, like, bird watching.
Appreciate slowing down and taking it in, you know?
But do you have the funny glasses?
Not yet.
Okay, but you're getting
there. I have the book.
You do?
On my phone.
I was going to get you one. Yeah. Well, of course. It's got to be on your phone.
I was in my 40s when I finally started realizing those sounds around me. Right? Yeah. Like, I would go
outside.
The
tweets and the chirps?
Oh, yeah.
Right, where I would... Okay. It's not like you don't notice them before, but I'm sorry. I should explain better. I stopped for them. I started to stop for them. Yep. And I remember standing there going, oh dear God, I'm old now, right? Because listening to birds, watching birds has always been, you're 80 and you got the binoculars, right? And I'm like, I don't care. Mm-hmm. I mean, there are times now, and I've told this before, I'll be in the parking lot of somewhere I'm going to shop, and they'll just be everywhere. And I'm like, why isn't everyone stopped listening to this, right?
Because
like,
we're busy.
Yeah.
We can multitask. We can listen and do what we're doing.
Oh, amazing.
No, it is pretty cool. You realize how complex their chirping or their language is with one another. When I went for a walk not too long ago, I'm walking around my neighborhood, and I had the same experience where I'm like, oh my gosh, they're communicating really well.
Yeah, there's a ton of ravens or crows that live in my area. There's even a park nearby that's named after them, and it's they will be communicating from one end of the area that I live to the other. There's always in pairs because they always travel in pairs. I'm learning this because of the bird book I'm reading on my phone.
I
was walking my dog the other day around where we work, and I saw a bird that I had never seen before. I was like, is this a new bird? Did I just discover this? It's a black one with red on its wings.
Did you discover it?
Because I saw it for the first time. I was like, whoa, this is so cool. I've never seen a bird before.
Oh my God. You know, you can get all of this just on Google. You can just get the sounds of ravens
just
and crows.
Just YouTube it.
Oh my God. Oh. You don't have to go outside for those.
So we had a tree that died on the side of our house. And my husband was going to cut it down.
Yeah, you got to recycle that, mulch it, reuse it.
But notice there was a dove family in there, right? So it's like, okay.
There's a bunch of soap? What? Weird. So
my husband's like, we're going to wait till they, like, you know, migrate. They're done. Mm. And then we're not going to disturb their home. I'm like, thank you. I don't want to disturb it. Oh, my God. So that they went away. Look at the nest. No more. No longer. And waited, no longer. Now I actually can do this at our house, and it is taking up some time, and I have to remember to stop myself because I don't know if it's the same family or different doves, but now they have it's not an awning, but I don't know.
Overhang?
We have this wood structure thing, whatever, in our backyard.
Very woman.
And
gazebo?
A wood structure
maybe,
thing.
Maybe that. I don't know. But, like, so in the corner, my husband, did you notice? And I'm like, they set up shop again, and we're not going to ever chop that down. So, oh my, and you could see the dad, right? I'm assuming it's the dad.
It's wearing the tie.
Yeah. He's like out on the fence line, you know, keeping watch.
Dawn assigns gender roles to the bird families.
Yeah.
Oh, it's fascinating to watch them. And I'm like, oh, should we feed them? And my husband's like, no, let nature do its course. Let them do their thing.
Perfectly timed email from Jeremy. He writes in, says, I'm 30 and I've recently just got it into planting plants and flowers and I love it.
Yep. Yeah.
You're old now, Jeremy. Yeah.
Backyard maintenance. I'm right there with you.
We're going to get to the pressure cooker right now. We got a free 1 month membership to Rad TV at members.radradio.com. You're qualified for the grand prize drawing Friday morning. Two lucky listeners will receive a pair of tickets each to see Pete Davidson live on Friday night, May 10th at Hard Rock Live in Sacramento. And these are premium seats in the sixth row center stage. You'll be able to see how big his bulge is.
Oh.
First, you have to win your membership right now by playing the pressure cooker, our daily trivia game that we play every single day, although we don't get a winner every single day.
We sure don't.
It's trivia. You either know it or you don't.
You don't.
Five right, 30 seconds. None of that matters unless you're caller 18 right now.
You can do it.
888-989-9811. Caller 18 plays the pressure cooker.
Rob. Anybody. And Dawn. The Rob. Anybody. And Dawn Show.